What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Salty Huntsman Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Taylor. Yeah, so this series, it's going to be like a series within the podcast. I'm just going to call it Everybody's Thinking It. I'm saying it because I feel like it happens a lot. All right, so check it out. So a lot of crazy things going on in the outdoor world due to what I think is just honestly the popularity of hunting versus people being pissed off about it. And I know that you know, everyone can say that hunter numbers are down and we don't have as many hunters as we used to. And I was looking at the statistics earlier today, and I think they said the most hunters that we ever had was like back in like 1982, and it was something like 17 million. And then in 2021, we had a little over 15 million hunters, and that was up from the previous year. I think we gained like 300,000 hunters or something like that. But, you know, but that's only like licensed sales. So that could be, you know, that can mean anything. And especially, you know, back in the early 80s when there was like the fur boom going on, I think that there was probably a lot of people who were trapping that bought a lot of licenses in different states because they were going out of state to trap certain different animals because, you know, they were either their seasons were closing elsewhere and they were like, screw it, dude, I'm actually making a living do this. There might have been that a lot of that going on. I'm not saying millions of people did it because obviously that'd be ridiculous, but I'm saying that probably had something to contribute to hike in sales, you know. But, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of people that say that we lost, you know, something like collectively as outdoorsmen and women, we lost when Kansas banned their trail cams on public land, but I think only like 2% of Kansas is public land, maybe something like that. Very small proportion. I think they're like one of the smallest in the country as far as public land goes. And I just think that a lot of people are pissed off about that because I don't know. I mean, listening to the, I was listening to the Exodus podcast and I like some of the stuff they have on there sometimes. It's pretty cool. But listening to the excerpts that they pulled from the actual committee meeting that voted on whether or not, you know, yay or nay in the trail cams. I mean, those guys were obviously absolutely retarded that were on the board that voted. They had like seven no's or whatever. And seemed like they'd already had it pre-made up in their mind that they were going to ban them anyways before they even had their little meeting. But, you know, they brought up a lot of good points. So, like, where is, you know, the where is BHA at? Where is Sportsman's Alliance at? Where are all these other, you know, companies that are 501c3 nonprofits that a lot of people donate a lot of money to? And but what the fuck do they do? I mean, we get emails from them all the time, but like they said, like you can't just send an email, you know, to like your who's ever on the board or whoever your senator is or whatever, you know, they can't do that. Like they're too busy. I don't know the whole thing about it, but it's like, man, it seems like there would be a lot more representatives there from these big outfits that make millions of dollars a year off people's donations. And I can honestly tell you, like, there was one point in time where I got caught up in the BHA bullshit, and I realized that, you know, I'll honestly say this, you know, I don't want to talk shit about an organization, but I'll talk shit about them because they don't do anything. Like, they'd rather have you using traditional archery equipment and fly fishing for everything, and that's it. No guns, no fucking nothing. They don't give a shit about that, and they're probably not even pro-trapping. They're probably anti-trapping as well. I mean, hey, but as long as you're a liberal and you like the outdoors and you like hiking and eating fucking walnuts, then yeah, man, let's do it up, dude. And so many people are so they have it like misconstrued in their head about BHA. I know there's some dudes in the Michigan BHA chapter who I'm just going to say it, dude, are freaking douchebags. Like, you know, when you see the memes where it says like, oh, this dude on BHA pint night, that's not a joke. I mean, that probably really happens. It's a fucking bunch of weirdos. And they don't have the interest of, like, the modern-day hunter in their mind. Like, they don't, you know, they might say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I enjoy this and that. I think, like, you know, the one guy from Michigan, BHA's, whatever, I don't know what he is, but the dude loves shooting spikes in Michigan. He loves it. Like, he'll admit it. He'd be like, I shoot every spike I can, blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right, sweet, dude. Like, obviously, we know that you're a terrorist, so that's cool. I don't really mean that, but it's just like, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, they don't give a shit. I don't even know what their motives are. Like, they don't care about quality deer management. They act like they do. they'd rather see, you know, and there's nothing, I just don't know. Their interests really don't align with what a lot of people think that, you know, a lot of people that donates money to them think that it is, because their money goes elsewhere, dude. It's kind of like this huge, you know, like when BLM had that big scandal about where all their money went. That's kind of like, I'd really like to look into, like, where does BHA's money go? And another funny topic is that Montana BHA is also bitching about overcrowding in Montana. Weird. I wonder why. I wonder who, I don't know, who started these crazy R3 campaigns, because we need to recruit, retain, and whatever the other one is. I don't know, whatever. But it's like, yeah, you guys, you played yourselves again. Kind of like this whole Iowa fucking thing that everybody's bitching about with Iowa. And dude, what Iowa hunters and Iowa influencers need to understand, like, you played yourselves as well. For the past 15 years on social media, everybody's been blowing Iowa up. Iowa bucks. And I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, I'm putting in preference points to go hunt Iowa too. Like, you're welcome. Thank you for showing me all the big bucks in Iowa. Like, do I want to hunt Iowa every year or every, you know, 4 or 5 years? No, I don't. I want to do it once and then I'm done. And I'd rather go hunt other things, bigger animals, you know? And honestly, like, I'm not opposed to going to hunt in Africa either. I think that'd be super fucking cool. I don't know why everybody hates on people that go hunt in Africa. Like, why do you hate on it? Seems pretty fucking legit to me. I know a bunch of people that have went hunting Africa, especially when I was a taxidermy apprentice. There was a lot of clients that were coming back from Africa, and they were telling cool stories about hunting and stuff like that. So I think that maybe there's a couple people that do go hunt Africa, and they're douchebags. But, you know, and there's, like, all these other guys, like, oh, hunting Africa's for gays. Whatever, man. Shut up. So, yeah, back to the whole Montana BHA thing. Sorry about the little tangents there. But, I mean, like, what did you guys expect, you know? I mean, you blew it up super bad the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. Oh, got to hunt Montana. We need more hunter numbers. We need to keep their numbers. We need to keep them coming back for more. All this other shit. And now look what's happened. You're crying about overcrowding. You're crying about, man, it's really hard to get our harvests and provide for our families when all we do is eat vegan shit 9 months out of the year anyways. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand with the whole Iowa hunter thing, you know, where, I mean, when you shoot 160, 170, 180 class deer consistently every year for the past 10 years, and you post it on social media constantly, and you rub it in people's faces, and you're like, oh, hey, yeah, well, these are our rules in Iowa, ha ha, you can only come here once every 4 years, once every 5 years, you know, and hunt, ha ha, whatever. Our, you know, I think what their shotgun season isn't during the rut or something like that. I don't know. But it's like, you do realize that after like a whole decade of poking the bear, now there's these people, and this is the same problem that BHA is having with Montana. Iowa's facing the same thing. But these problems have always existed. They've always existed in states like Michigan. Illinois got hit real bad with it. Illinois knows what's up. I think what, like, turkey hunters in Nebraska, also know Nebraska, Oklahoma, somewhere out there, also felt it when there's this subsection of outdoorsmen and women, and they should be labeled opportunist. That's with that, this is going to sound really bad, and a lot of people are about to get mad. I don't care. That's the, you know, if it makes you mad, then maybe you should look at yourself and realize, like, what am I really doing this for? All right, so this whole opportunist thing, right? Check it out. So there's this group of people, opportunists, obviously, and they see an opportunity or they want an opportunity. They see, like, the way to compare it would be as simple as saying, like, so there is this, you know, really hot chick. Her and her husband are going through it and they're separated, blah, blah, blah. And you're a scumbag and you're like, oh, well, look at that. Opportunity came a knocking. So I answered. All right. So now apply that to like whitetail and turkeys and elk. All right. So these people, like, they don't fucking give a shit. And, you know, they just want to use a natural resource and then get what they can out of it, which they really don't give a fuck about. About the hunting aspect or the management access, the management concept. Sorry, I kind of have hiccups. I don't know why. But what they really want is the social media clout. They want the likes. They want to be relevant. They want to be current. You know, that's the huge problem that I have with all these fucking people that were like, oh man, I used to play college sports and now I'm in my, you know, late 20s and I work out all the time, but now I want to go hunting now. Like, I listen to the Rogan podcast and I smoke weed now and I want to hunt now. Yep. I'm going to be a part of it. And I don't know how to. I've never had a real good mentor, but I know there's an opportunity there and I'm going to take it. But I don't even know what the fuck conservation means. And I don't care what it means. I don't want to know what it means. I want to get in. I want to get my animal. I want to take pictures with it. And I want to get out. And then I want to, you know, post 5 or 6 times about it a year and talk about how great of a hunter I am. And at the same time, I want these stupid bullshit supplement companies to hit me up and say, hey, man, would you like to be our brand ambassador? Because you killed an elk. And yeah, and then you posted about how grueling and, you know, the 1 mile pack out was and all this other bullshit and everything else. Those people are opportunists, right? Those are like the opportunists of the West. So we have your Eastern opportunist. Okay. Like I'm going to break it up in demographics here. Okay. It's actually kind of funny how like it parallels. All right. So you have your Western side. That's like, oh, like bro, gym, homie, flat bills, working out. Don't really give a fuck about it, but, you know, I want to collect sheds for content because I want to stay relevant, right? Okay, you got those dudes. So now let's switch to, like, the eastern side of the state, or more or less, like, Midwest Eastern, I guess. East of the Mississippi. Okay, so now you have your suburban dad, house dad, you know. He wears the white dad nines. He mows the lawn. He wants to get back into hunting. He never hunted. His grandpa hunted. His grandpa would go up to the big woods of upstate New York, the UP of Michigan, northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, probably up in Maine, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire, PA. And they want to meat hunt now because they were raised by a generation of, you know, they're like, oh, well, I have like 5 or 6 brothers growing up, so I want to have a family of 5 or 6. And they have these atrociously huge families for no fucking reason. And then they go out and they say, like, their premise for shooting all the little deer is saying, well, my time is very valuable to me and I love spending time with my family. So the only thing that I could fit in my books is a 3-day hunt. And I don't want to really learn how to hunt. I don't really care about having big deer or herd management. I'm just going to shoot the first thing that comes in front of me. And then, you know, I'm just going to be like, okay, yep, there it goes. And then, I mean, it's really hard to argue that point. But at the same time, it's like, come on, dude. It's not that fucking hard. It's not that hard to pass spikes, to pass the yearling does, to learn how to hunt, to learn how to do it. I mean, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, now we have opportunists who are getting heavily involved with the way that hunting is now. I guess you can look at what crossbows have done, right? I don't like crossbows. I admit straight up, don't like them, don't care for them, don't think they're cool. When someone shows me a crossbow, like, dude, look at my crossbow, and they're like, whoa. I'm like, dude, you're gay. Sorry if that pisses anybody off. Obviously, I'm not that sorry, but it's true. And all these, you know, oh, I want to be a crossbow hunter. And I've even had conversations with people that tell me they have compound bows. And I'm like, well, where's your compound bow? They're like, well, I'm not that confident with it yet, so I'm not going to use it. It's like, that makes no fucking sense to me at all. No sense. Like, I'm not here to bash people, but I'm like, dude, you could learn how to hunt. You know, I shot 2 pretty nice deer in 3 days. With no trail cams, no, none of that. Obviously, I knew the lay of the land. But there's a lot of people out there, they don't care about it. They, you know, they want their time, you know, they want their time doing something else, but they still want a piece of the pie. They want to be a part of it. They want to listen to the Meat Eater podcast and every fucking little recipe they come out with for venison. They want to try it and post it on their Instagram because hopefully one day Steve or Yanni is going to message me. And, like, you don't realize that, like, the people that you're giving all your money to, all these influencers and stuff like that, they're taking your opportunity away. And for a lot of people, like, the crazy thing that blows my mind is, like, to them, that's fine. They're like, yeah, that's fine by me. I'd rather have somebody else do it than me because, you know, first off, I don't want to do it. And I'd much rather watch them do it. And I just, I don't know. It's scary because that's how hunting is going to go. And nobody, you know, nobody's talking about it, but a lot of people are seeing it start to happen with special draw tags. It's just really, really fucking weird how some of these influencers get some of these tags for these areas and they get them more frequently than your regular Joe would, you know. It's kind of weird. Yeah, so, I mean, what did we talk about? We talked about how Kansas lost their trail cameras on public land, and nobody stood up for them. And I heard there's, like, well, from what the guys on Exodus said, that there's also a bunch of other states where it's on the docket as well to take trail cameras away. So, I mean, I guess we played ourselves to trail cameras there, boys. I don't know what to say. I guess if it's one of your states, I don't know where to look it up at, but I'll definitely figure it out and find out more, and I'll post about it later. But the shitty part about it is like, once it's gone, it's pretty much gone. It's going to be really hard to get back. And I use trail cameras up here in New York because there's not a lot of deer, and I strategically place them miles and miles apart, cast a wide net. I don't have them all over. I honestly, there's only a couple times in the past 4 years up here hunting where I found trail cameras from somebody else, and I just left them alone. So, yeah. But trail cameras, we talked about how Montana BHA is all pissed off now that there's overcrowding on public lands and there's nothing they can do about it. But, like, oh, I also want to talk about the thing that's coincidental about that is, like, how they brag about, like, oh, well, through our land access initiative, we opened up over blah, 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 so many hundreds of thousands of acres. And I'm like, you did? And it's still crowded? Right. Okay. That makes no sense. I think they're full of shit with a lot of things that they do. I think they toot their own horns, and they don't really put out. That's just me personally. Don't care. A lot of people could say, I thought you said this was going to be a podcast about talking about brands. That's one brand that I will talk shit about. Because they're taking people's money, and they're not doing anything with it. It's not in the interest of the hunters. It's not. What else do we talk about? Oh, the opportunist. The opportunist. Yeah, a bunch of great dudes who, you know, they come, they use, abuse the public land, they shoot, you know, small deer, does, small does, don't really give a fuck about it, trash the public land, blow through in their side-by-side, spend $30,000 to shoot a, you know, I mean, honestly, everything does have a price tag, and deer aren't that high on the list of valuable things. I mean, I don't know, it's just, the whole thing just blows my mind. Like, every time I run into somebody like that, you can tell, like, first off, they don't know shit about hunting. They usually have a crossbow. They usually have some sort of high-powered rifle. And they literally just probably started getting back into hunting because social media. And they're like, oh, you catch the meat eater? You know, that guy? I'm like, dude, can you please shut the fuck up? Like, leave me alone. So, yeah, that's pretty much my bitch session rant. I mean, these are going to be the, I don't know, I'm going to try to do one every week. Because I feel like there's always some stupid stuff that comes up every single week in the outdoor industry. So, that is it. That is all I have. That is your, you know, that's your, everyone's thinking it, I'm saying it talk, all right? Hope you guys all have a good week. You guys can catch the next podcast on Thursday. It'll be with a dude named Christopher Lindquist that I went to Lake Superior State with. Super cool guy. I hope you guys all enjoy. And, yeah, that's all I got. See ya.